ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump makes his first hire, naming campaign manager Susie Wiles as his chief of staff.
Wiles, who served as Trump's campaign manager for the entire campaign, is said to have requested more control over who gets access to the Oval Office. Sources say Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is the leading candidate for ambassador to the United Nations. She's called for readdressing U.S. funds for the U.N. Other names floated for cabinet positions include Marco Rubio, potentially for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo for Secretary of Defense, and Mike Lee, potentially for Attorney General.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Convicted January 6th rioter Zachary Allam draws 8 years in the penitentiary. He had demanded a pardon, citing President-elect Trump's victory as a vindication of his actions that day. Officials in Ventura County, California say 132 structures, mainly houses, have been destroyed by an ongoing wildfire. This is ABC News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could have some kind of role in a Trump administration. One of his issues, ending fluoridation of water.
In some preliminary studies, we have shown that in a community that does not have fluoridated tap water, but there is widespread campaigns in making sure kids have topical fluoride, that the risk of tooth decay, there isn't much of a difference. But in communities where we don't have that topical fluoride and they don't have fluoridated tap water, the risk of dental caries or tooth decay actually goes up. And those studies have been seen.
Dr. Alec Patel is ABC News medical contributor. The Handmaid's Tale is selling again. Margaret Atwood's dystopian classic about a country in which women are brutally repressed has been high on Amazon's bestseller list since President-elect Trump's win, along with 1984 and Fahrenheit 451, all three of which were popular during the first Trump administration. Pro-Trump books are also selling well. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Mostly sunny and mild today, a high of 57. West winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 34. Saturday mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of light showers in the afternoon, and a high of 54. Saturday night, occasional light rain, patchy fog, and a low of 45. Sunday mostly cloudy, scattered light showers mainly through midday, and a high of 55. The air is calm, currently in Richland Center, following the early morning reading of 36. We've been as low as 30. Right now it is 31 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. Today is Friday, November 8th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly strong.
light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I won't hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. I won't hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. I won't hide it under a bushel. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I won't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. I won't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. I won't let the devil blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I'm gonna tell him about my Jesus. I'm gonna let it shine. Gonna tell him about my Jesus. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna tell him about my Jesus. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. The devil won't blow it out.
Let it shine.
Gonna tell him about Jesus.
Let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. This little
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones and This Little Light of Mine. As we start the day in a positive way, before that, our national anthem sung by Sandy Patty. Here we are together again, friends. It's Friday already, November 8th, and we're ready to attack the day and get ready for the weekend. We'll be trying to get you in the right frame of mind on the right side of the bed with some toe-tapping tunes here on the Light in the Milk House show. A check of sports a little later on. Wins for the Bucks and the Badger men's basketball team last night. So we have that going for us today. All right, let's start those chores. This is Lyle Foley.
I work for this company, man, the pay is great. But every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. But Friday noon my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll fire you, friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. The closer that I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard it hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard, his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire.
if he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. They say, where's the fire? And I'll just grin. They say, don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do, so I'll pull out my picture of you. They let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
There's a tear in my beer, cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking
Senior and Junior right there, WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 5:13 the time. Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at Cronsage Park. That's in Boscobel today from 11 until noon or until gone. Southwest Cap required to collect information about each household. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates could speed up the process. Also a reminder, Richland School District presents the musical Grease this weekend. And that's going on at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday at 2 in the RCHS Auditorium. Tickets will be sold at the door. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Tickets are $6 for ages 6 and under and $10 for ages 7 and up. Doors will open 30 minutes prior to the show. The Kickapoo High School Choir will perform a fall variety show, Can't Stop the Feeling. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 7 at the Kickapoo School Auditorium. Free will donations will benefit the food pantry and the Kickapoo Music Department. A few reminders of events going on in the community this day, this weekend as well. We've got a lot of stuff planned, and hopefully you can take some of that stuff in. We're going to be all right weather-wise, you know. We could be digging through snow this time of year, but no, that's good news. 57 for a high today with sunshine. Right now, 31 degrees.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Damian Lillard scored 34 and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 31 and 16 rebounds to help the Milwaukee Bucks snap a six-game skid by beating the Utah Jazz 123-100. Giannis was back in action after missing the Bucks' loss at Cleveland on Monday. Elsewhere in the NBA, San Antonio over Portland 118-105, and Minnesota beat Chicago 135-119. From the NHL, Carolina 5-1 over Pittsburgh, New Jersey 5, Montreal 3, the Islanders 4-2 over Ottawa, Buffalo 6, the Rangers 1, Florida 6-2 over Nashville, Boston 1 in overtime over Calgary 4-3, Philadelphia 2, Tampa Bay 1 after a shootout, Dallas 3, 3, Chicago 1, Winnipeg 1, Colorado nothing, Utah 4, St. Louis 2, Vancouver 4-2 over Los Angeles, Minnesota 5, San Jose 2. College basketball last night, it was Florida 81, Jacksonville 60. Closer to home, Max Klesman hit 6 three-pointers and scored 26 points to help Wisconsin defeat Montana State 79-67 last night in the Bobcats season opener. Klesman made 6 of 11 shots from outside the arc and 1 of 4 from inside for Wisconsin. He made all 6 of his free throws, and the Badgers buried 20 of 21 attempts. So they looked pretty good last night during the second real game for the Badgers. Also in sports, Lamar Jackson threw 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns, and Baltimore stopped Cincinnati on a 2-point conversion with 38 seconds remaining to hold off the Bengals 35-34 last night. Quite a Thursday game to kick off the NFL weekend.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
All right, kids. 30 degrees at WRCO Radio. You need just a, well, kind of like a medium strength ice scraper this morning. So it's not too hot, but there is frost on the windows, that's for sure. So as you do a little scraping this morning, how about a little aerobic polka dancing? Here we go. Snappy little number right there, the repeat polka from Carl and the Country Dutchman right there. Good for what ails you. Polka power on a Friday morning with WRCO and the Light in the Melcow Show. Here's Johnny Cash.
The lady came from Baltimore, and all she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and I married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all that that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none.
That call was from the office, and I guess I'll have to burn the midnight oil again. And hon, you know how much the boss depends on me to lend a helping hand. I watch him in the mirror as I lie and tell him I don't know how late I'll be. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. The girls all got together and they called to see if I could have some fun tonight. But you know me, the only thing I do is go TV. I watch him in the mirror as I lie and tell him I don't know how late I'll be. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me.
Barbara Mandrell on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning. Today is Friday, November 8th. Getting ready for the weekend here in southwest Wisconsin and the many events going on, including the Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Paws for the Holidays. That's tomorrow from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. This year's Paws will feature a sweet walk, kid-friendly activities, a bucket raffle, a silent auction, a food stand, and much more. In addition, Santa will be on hand to hear Christmas wishes and will pose for pictures tomorrow as well. Good morning. It is 30 degrees here. Yeah, that is the overnight low at the WRCO studios. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
A strong year for the ethanol industry. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feel the impact of Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. This next-generation soybean delivers consistent performance, enhanced disease protection, and superior genetics. First, an ag economist says the market outlook for cattle remains strong heading into 2025. Brownfield's Brendan Peoples reports from the Nebraska Beef Industry Scholars Summit near Meade, Nebraska.
Tyler Cousins with the Livestock Marketing Information Center tells Brownfield.
We're seeing some seasonal trends here, a little bit of pressure here, kind of as we see a lot more cattle come to market here. But by and large, price is still holding very strong, and just compared to kind of where we saw things last year.
Cousins says there's no sign of herd expansion, and he expects prices to continue to move higher.
A lot of these guys are looking at the price that they can get for some of their fed steers and heifers and even some of their cold cow values. Are pretty strong, so I think from a cash flow standpoint, some of these guys are looking at some pretty good prices there, and they're taking that opportunity.
He says higher interest rates have prevented some producers from purchasing bred heifers or cows.
The return that they're looking at is roughly 2 years down the road. Will that return be there, the price that they'll get? So I think that's one of the factors that they're looking into.
From the Eastern Nebraska Research, Education, and Extension Center near Meade, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
2024 has been a strong year for the ethanol industry, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
Minnesota Biofuel Fuels Association Executive Director Brian Werner says ethanol stakeholders are in a position of strength.
We've seen great production numbers. We've seen great exports. You know, exports to Canada, other places around the world have really been strong. So I think overall it's been a great year.
He tells Brownfield a concern for ethanol plants in Minnesota going into next year is low corn yields.
Because of a lot of the rain and the flooding we had, that some of those numbers are down. So I mean, we certainly, in working with our feedstock growers, have some concern about the way that the agricultural economy is heading.
Werner says Congress passing a nationwide E15 standard is a priority for 2025. From the AgriGrowth Ag and Food Summit in Minneapolis, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
A U.S. senator from Arkansas, expected to be the new chair of the Senate Ag Committee, says getting a new farm bill is the priority moving forward.
This is at the top of the list. I mean, this is all we're going to be thinking about until it does get done.
John Bozeman tells Brownfield time is an enemy in the lame duck session of Congress.
We've got to get an omnibus or a continuing resolution to fund the government. We have the defense authorization bill. But we simply need to stay and get these things done.
He says there have been discussions happening among staff and the four current leaders of the Ag committees, and they're trying to figure out how to divide the spending on the $1.5 trillion bill. Ethanol production and stocks moved higher last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged more than 1.1 million barrels per day. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day. Sharply higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet Thursday. Bids did surface at $186 live and $292 dressed. Asking prices were firm at $190 to $192 live in the south, while the north was quiet. The bulk of the week's business is likely going to take place sometime later today. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers under 600 pounds were $10 higher. Steers over 900 pounds were steady to $3 higher. Heifers under 600 pounds were $5 higher, and there weren't enough heifers over 700 pounds for an accurate price comparison. Feeder supply included 57% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 555 to 596 pounds, brought $285 to $310. Feeder steers, 917 to 935 pounds, brought $243 to $253.25. Boxed beef closed sharply lower with very light demand for heavy offerings. Choices down 613 at $309.46. Select closed 346 lower at $279.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up a little more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Thursday afternoon to move more numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Demand for the most part for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but this week's export sales report from Thursday was less than stellar as pork sales were at a marketing year low. Domestic demand has been inconsistent, which adds uncertainty to the price picture. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 231 with a weighted average of 85.03. The Iowa Minnesota closed 251 higher with a weighted average of 85.04. The Western Corn Belt up $1.84 with a weighted average of 84.90. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 419 at 97.96. Bellies were sharply lower, dropping more than $17 on Thursday. An estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on the steady to higher cash business with lower midday pork. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Agronomist Dan Ritter is with us from Dairyland Seed. What are some things growers can do now to set up success for next year?
Hopefully they've taken good notes across the whole operation throughout the growing season, made sure they knew where you had disease issues, where you had tile holes, where you got compaction, where you had insect issues, which hybrids worked best, which herbicides worked the best, which insecticides may have worked the best. Did my fungicide pay? Did it not pay? And just evaluating all those options that they have. So a lot of us are just now finishing harvest. Take a nice break and then pull all that information together. And I always say, sit down with your trusted advisors. I hope one of those trusted advisors is a local Dairyland Seed representative and walk through some of those decisions that you need to look at. One caution this year, as we look at soil tests, is it's extremely dry. That can affect your soil test. So if you're comparing this soil test from, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago, it might not sync up as well because the soil is so dry.
Thanks, Dan. Contact your local Dairyland Seed representative today.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with the strength in bean oil. January was 22.5 higher at 1026 and a quarter, and March was up 2.75 at 1037.5. Corn was firm, watching more late harvest delays. December was 1.25 higher at 427.5, and March was up 1.5 at 440.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for that direct trade to start. December live was up 42 at 185.82, and February was 70 higher at 187.42. January feeders were up 30 at 244.32. And on spread trade and steady to higher cash during the session, December hogs were down 92 cents at 81.20. February lean was up 15 at 85.30. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A former military lawyer is enjoying his life now as a farmer. You'll meet him today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Bill Rogers is quick to suggest that farming could be a good option for those looking for a new career after military service.
There was always a call for me to get back to the land. And really the power for me is I was looking for something when my military career ended that brought me peace and serenity and purpose. And I would encourage any veteran or anybody who's looking for those things to really consider farming, because it does bring you just wonderful meaning and purpose. And it's just a release from everything else you do in life.
Roger served in the Air Force and the National Guard as a member of the Judge Advocate General's Corps. In other words, he was a military lawyer. He and his wife now farm in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. While farming became his calling post-military, he says it's a career path one must consider carefully.
What risk are we willing to accept? And I think that's a big part of farming that new farmers or even experienced farmers overlook. Going into it, you have to be smart. And it doesn't mean you have to be brilliant smart. You just got to be smart about what you do. You got to know what you're getting into. And I would say the first thing is you got to decide what you have a passion for, because so many people spend their entire lives becoming something they don't want to be.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
With the election behind us, farmers are now wondering what new policies are going to mean for their farms. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Central Indiana farmers watching how the state's ag policy under the new administration could impact his operation. Zach Ireland is the owner of Freshly Dairy.
The impact it's made on the local agricultural economy and consumer product offerings and helping to create a more robust food system, how it's contributed to the profitability of our farm.
He tells Brownfield he hopes to expand and diversify the operation to add value to his business.
There's a lot of places, even in Indiana, where access to good quality food is more limited, especially in rural areas. How we can fill some of the underserved markets with our products.
Freshly Dairy recently hosted Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, representatives from the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, and Representative Jeff Thompson as part of the Indiana Grown Initiative to help promote Indiana ag products and services. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower except for dry whey Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices went up 1.25 cents to 63 cents. 4 sales were recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks stopped falling, closing unchanged at 175, but no sales. Cheese barrels down a penny to 180, no sales. Butter went down 1.25 cents at 266 and a quarter, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down a penny to 138 and a half, and no sales there. A light day of trading on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here for you." Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Today, mostly sunny and a high of 57, west winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 34. Saturday, 54 with a 40% chance of light showers in the afternoon. Occasional rain Saturday night and 45. Sunday, 55 with scattered light showers through midday. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm and we're down to our overnight low, which is 30 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today on this Friday morning. Here's Dolly Parton.
He lived by the apple orchard in this little old orchard shack. His real name was Jackson Taylor, but I called him Applejack. Now old Applejack was loved by everyone he ever knew. And Applejack picked apples, but he picked the banjo too. Play a song for me, Applejack. That old Applejack had made. And
is gone. All that he left me is banjo, and he always takes me back. And every time I play, I still hear Apple Jack. Everybody say, play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song, let your banjo ring. Oh, play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song, let your banjo ring. One more time. Play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Apple Jack, Apple Jack. Play a song, let your banjo
ring. I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. Could die in the arms of a madman, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one, no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly search on, and one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Stone Cold Classic from Willie Nelson here on WRCO. Tony's weather is coming up right around the bend.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fairly pleasant day across the region with high pressure in control. Should bring us quite a bit of sunshine and temperatures continuing to run above normal, not only today, but really all the way into early next week by about 8 or 10 degrees. Tomorrow, the clouds will be much thicker as a low pressure system approaches from the southwest. Should start bringing us some scattered light rain tomorrow afternoon. And lasting right into Sunday morning, nothing too terribly heavy, but maybe a tenth or a couple tenths of an inch could be expected. Behind that, we could catch a little sunshine Monday, breezy conditions, more sunshine on Tuesday. Then the next strong cold front expected to move through the area late Tuesday night and Wednesday should bring us a round of rain and wind and some cooler temperatures behind that. So today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high near 57. West wind between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low at 34. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of some scattered light showers for the afternoon, high at 54, southeast wind around 10. Saturday night into Sunday, some occasional light showers gradually diminishing by midday Sunday. Sunday's high in the mid-50s. Monday, partly sunny and breezy, low 40, high of 54. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, low 29, high 51. Chance of some rain showers late Tuesday night. Wednesday, rain likely, but tapering down by afternoon, high at 51. And Thursday, patches of sun, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-40s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, it is 31 degrees. 55 was yesterday's high. The record high, 76 in 1999. Record low, 6 degrees below zero in 1991. Last year's high, 49, while the low was 41. Sunset will occur at 4:43 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning, 6:46. The air is calm, barometer at 30.23. No precipitation today. Clear skies overnight. It was 36 at midnight. We have been as low as 30. Currently, we're at 31 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We invented short stature corn. Then we perfected it. There's lots of talk these days about short stature corn. Stein started it all. For decades, we've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver incredible standability and top yields. Today, we offer one-of-a-kind hybrids derived from Stein's breeding